You're listening to the webcast of Mass Discussion. This is W, along with Pastor McClellan. We discuss life, love, the lack thereof, fun little antics, little goofing, goofs, other stuff. And I forgot what my script's supposed to, what do I say here? Just intro the show and move on. You don't have to say anything else. You don't have to do the whole thing where you pretend like people are coming into your house and you're being a good host, because that's really annoying.
Okay, fine. Webcast of Mass Discussion. Don't come on in or kick your shoes off or put your coat up or anything fun like that. Just listen in your car or at your cubicle. Not my cozy sitting room with a fire going and all your friends and a nice cocktail and some good snacks, charcuterie board or whatever. Whatever your cold, still environment you're listening in, make sure it's that.
Perfect, W. That's perfect. Moron.
Yeah, I've got more on my comfy place to listen. Come on in. Stay a while.
Now, I don't understand why this is so... Why is this so confusing for you? I don't... Because how can numbers and equal letters... Or like two letters equal a number? That doesn't... I do not get it. So that's algebra, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. If that's math or whatever. So by that logic, if you took some Funyuns and added that plus a Dorito, it would equal soup. Yeah, that's that logically, yeah, I think that does work. Okay, oh man. No, because how do two things that aren't a thing equal something else? I feel like I'm in bizarro world. Why are you getting so upset about it? Because I have. It's very frustrating. Right when I think I got a grasp of the shapes and the colors, you spring this on me. Z plus Y equals a number. I mean, fucking kidding me. Next thing you're going to... Oh, man, I can't... I need to take a breather. Mouth breather. What'd you say under your breath? I'm pissed off. I'm not having it today. You're going to feel my math wrath. I'm going to add... Okay, hold on. Wait a second. I think I might have gotten it. Okay, I doubt it, but please, I'm all ears. Yeah, you all are all ears. What are you, Dumbo? What are you, a dumb elephant with big all ears? Yeah, I'm a dumb elephant with all ears. Just saying. All right, so you... Let me hear it if you've got it. Okay, so... all right, if you have a switchblade... Uh-huh. And you add that to a some brass knuckles... That equals... You being a victim of a crime. I gotcha. You're cut and you're bruised. Yeah, it's attempted murder. That's with an assault with a deadly weapon. That's, you'll go away for probably the rest of your life. Well, but I'll tell you this. Street justice. Street David justice. Bet you, if that's the case, I bet you don't talk smart again. Well, because I haven't really said much. Okay, well then, if you take a Colt 45 and you add that to two hand grenades, that equals uno mas casualties, and that casualty is you, buddy. Again, that's another threat and attempted murder. Or I mean, that's, you can't do that. I was speaking in it allegedly. Well, it hasn't happened yet. You can't speak that. I was doing a character piece on a guy who's frustrated with an impossible, not real math that combines two crazy different things. I mean, I feel like I'm on one of those prank shows or one of those TikTok accounts where some annoying kid in the mall bothers, some annoying black kid bothers people in the mall riding around on a Segway or whatever. And so, I mean, I think that's from a few years back. No, they're still riding those. Yeah, they're still my mall. They're always on Segways riding around filming TikToks, camping out by the shoe stores. That's racist, W. It's just a factual observation. I like to go early and do my power walking. My Christopher power walking. Dude, Christopher power walking, huh? Yeah, pretty good pun, huh? Yeah, it's one of your better puns. Do you do a Christopher Walken impression? I feel like everybody does one. Of course. Mine's one of the best. Let's hear it. And it's me, Christopher Walken. That was closer. But you sound like you're... Yeah, you sound... I don't know what you sound like. Hold on. Let me see if I can contour my mouth to make the shapes more like... What? Yeah, you gotta change the shape of your mouth to get certain sounds out. I'm a real sound hound. I told you that. So here, and that's, I mean, that's kind of, and that's more Arnold Schwarzenegger. Please don't say slurs. What was that last thing you said? I said his last name, W. I don't know. I heard something else. I heard a hard R. You didn't hear a hard R. Yeah, dude. And I heard hate in your heart. You heard hate in my heart. Yes, it did. Who were you yelling that to? Saying his last name, W. It's not a slur. All right, well, if that's not the case, then I just looked it up, and it looks like his last name in Austrian is an old Bavarian slur for black people. That's not true at all. Look it up. What do you think I'm looking at? I'm on oldracistterms.org. It's a government. Actually, it's .gov. Oh, yeah, you changed that. Yeah, I just made sure I checked it. It's a government site that makes sure that the terms are official. So the government that makes sure terms are official verified that Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name is an old Bavarian term for black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Hey, look, take it up with your congressman, your senator. You probably don't have one. That you're probably forsaken. You live in some congressional district that isn't one. You try to write your congressman, and they're like, it just goes to a P.O. box at where there's at some scary place, or it goes to the mailman's house. You get one of those mailmen that aren't delivering any mail, and they're just putting it all in their apartment and stealing it. And that's where your letter to the congressman goes when you cry and you're like, please give me new legislation. Begging the judicial system. It's not the judicial system. All right, well, I took a chance on that one. You're right. I still don't really know what that is, but it kind of brings up bad feelings because one time I wrote a parody song called Yeah, you familiar with the Beatles? They're British or Irish or they could be Scandinavian, but I think I'm pretty sure they're British because they're they're British, the Beatles. But it's not spelled like the Beatle you think. It's spelled like a musical Beatle.
Well, it's spelled like a musical Beatle.
Yeah, buddy, it is. Well, anyway, I got hella into parody songs. I was trying to write the next, what was that thing? What was the, That whole thing with the conjunction junction. What's that one? That one. I'm a Bill Clinton, and I'm saxophone rapist. Oh, that's my version. Don't can you not say saxophone rapist, please? And I don't want to be murdered by the Clintons, please. No, I think you'll be good. You're not a baby who they need to drain the blood of and to sacrifice to their the only thing they worship, and that's power and a giant owl demon called Moloch. Pretty sure you were also involved in that. No, man, hell no. Are you kidding me? I don't even like, I hate all birds. So you think I'm gonna give my loyalty and devotion to a giant owl from hell? I mean, do you even know me at all? I mean, that sounds like, yeah, that's probably where you, if it's the scariest one, then yeah, I feel like, yeah, you would pretend like you've loved it the entire time, and then you would just keep shifting your loyalty to wherever you thought was the safest and best play for you and you alone. Oh, actually, yeah, you nailed me on that one. All right, I'll give credit on that one. Or what you do is you'd look for you'd research tirelessly to try to find an even larger hellbird and try to bring that into the fold. Am I right? Or am I right?
Yeah, I don't have any birds, but I did come up with some hell general that's like, he's like a 12-foot goat.
All right, that's promising.
Yeah, he's like only a shadow, and he's a 12-foot goat. Pretty scary stuff. You know, how come all the hell guys always have hooves?
You bring this up a lot. But I'm sorry. This is one thing that we are aligned on. Yeah, I don't know why they all have to have hooves.
It's like, I get it. They're kind of, they're beasts or whatever, but it's like, that's probably the dumbest foot. Second dumbest foot. I mean, you got rabbit's feet are, they're all colorful and on necklaces or whatever. They still do that?
No, I think that became a thing that you don't do. It's kind of cruel to people to just be walking around with a thing that definitely isn't lucky at all. It's just a dyed foot of an animal.
Yeah, now that you say it, it is kind of arcadic. Arcade Fire.
Am I close?
Yeah, you're kind of close.
What's the word I was looking for?
Gay. All right, you got me on that one. Hey, that's back to back. Man, what are you, Drake? You just hit me with back to back. Hit me with your Twitter fingers turned to trigger. You got me. What are you, Drake?
Yeah, I'm Drake, W.
You better watch out. I'm firing back. Call me Pusha T.
I'll call you Pusha T. Have you just suddenly gotten into very old rap beefs? Are you just trying to catch up?
So yeah, actually, something along those lines. Yeah.
Well, you're not doing so bad. I mean, that's not crazy long ago. I mean, it is a long time ago, but.
Yeah, this is some retarded guys like pro wrestling, WWE, whatever. And then other retarded guys, they're like playing what's that, the game where all the gay nerds, they have a big orgy and then they paint space people and then they play pretend. What's that one?
I don't know. I think you're trying to make fun of Warhammer, but you're not correct, I don't think. I mean, it is for dorks, obviously.
Yeah, no, but first you have to, if you don't do the gay orgy, then the pretend war can't start or something. Like, you need the cum and blood of a nubile nerd.
No, that's your weird owl demon sex stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sometimes I can't even help it. The Bohemian Grove just pops back up. You know what I call it? Bohemian Rhapsody Grove.
It's pretty clever.
And Queen had AIDS.
No, Queen was a band, and only one member had AIDS.
He had the gay kind, too.
Yeah, I know. He had the gay kind. I'd argue that all AIDS is pretty bad.
Yeah, but the gay one's kind of funny.
Why is the gay one funny?
Because they had to... No, I'm not going to explain it. You know why it's funny.
I don't really find people just... Yeah, no, I don't find that funny at all.
Not even a little bit?
No, not even a little bit. People die, W. Have you seen the movie Philadelphia?
Or is that the one where a bunch of racists yell and an Italian guy plays for the Eagles or something? Rudy Tuesdays? Is that something?
No, that's not anything.
You know, some Italian guy just shows up and he's like, hey, I'm Italian. My mom said I had the best gabagool this side of the Fazools.
And you're being racist right now.
Well, anyway, so he shows up and he's like, I'm the best of all the spaghetti benders.
Still being racist.
And then the coach of the Eagles was, his name was Penis. Penis Vermicelli.
It's Dick Vermeil.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, you kind of were.
Anyway, he's like, yeah, I'm the fastest of all of them. And if I'll score so many forget about it. If you just give me the ball. And I'll make sure that we won't have any Amarones before, we'll win a Super Bowl or whatever. Forget about it.
Okay. Yeah, you're thinking of Vince Papale.
No, he was not my pally. He's not my friend. Do you know anybody named Vince?
Yeah.
Can it be trusted?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, well, that kills my theory.
What's your theory?
That all Vinces cannot be trusted.
I trust Vince Carter. If I need a slam dunk to save my life, even now I trust Vince Carter. If I need to win a college football championship and I got one game, Vince Young. If I need to act bad on a fake show about actors created by Marky Mark, then I'd go with the character Vincent Chase.
Hootie Chase.
Shut up.
No, okay. I got. You talking about the bank? Is he from the bank? He's one of those wealthy bank kids.
Yeah. He's one of those wealthy bank kids. Who are the other wealthy bank kids?
Well, there's J.P. Wells Fargo. And there's Lassie's trapped in a Wells Fargo.
That's just a dumb pun, but it actually made sense, so I will give you credit. Who else?
Jeff Bank of America.
That's one of the
junior. Yeah, he's a junior. Don't forget that suffix.
Okay. Any other ones?
Yeah. Bitcoin Gary.
Bitcoin Gary. That's a banker's son from a thing that's cryptocurrency. Is not even, that's the whole point, is to not be a bank.
Hey, look, man, I don't make the rules. I just report them on my new vlog and blog site. www.oh yeah. Yeah, you can get whatever the thing, you can change the thing now. For a while I had it as, it was a www.trot.horse. Pretty funny, huh? And I ended up, actually, yeah, it was a pretty good adventure for me, because I got a horse girl paid me $37,000 for trot.horse. I went the other day, I just went and checked it out, and they're doing some unspeakable acts on that site. I wish I hadn't sold it. I thought it was a horse purist, and in a sense it was too, a horse purist, but yeah, it's a little too pure for my blood, if you catch my drift.
Yes, I catch your drift.
All right, Okay, so you really, two letters can be a number? So, what was the one with the shapes? And you add two shapes to equal a different kind of shape? I mean, it's geometry. Is that the one you're talking about, geometry? Yeah, I was always like, I was always sitting there. It's like, okay, so yeah, I know here's a shape with an extra side I've never seen before. And I got a professor yapping about something called a parabola. I'm like, what the fuck is a parabola? Sounds like a scary. You've done this bit before. What am I going to say then? That sounds like some sort of scary space crab or some space creature. Or a different galaxy. Some sort of space thing. Pretty sure that's what you said. Actually, yeah, that was what I was going to say. I remember when you repeat a bit. But say it out loud. Parabola. Oh, yeah, that sounds like it's from a faraway galaxy. Or it's a space thing. Yeah, you're right. And you see, no, you're right, because that's your thing. Yeah, just picture that. Who was that? That retarded guy with the robot voice? I could say that because he was not faithful to his wife. So you can slander. It's all out the window once you are an adulterer. It's not true. But you're talking about Stephen Hawking. Yeah, the Birdman. That's not the Birdman. In fact, I know two or three Birdmans, real Birdmans, that are ahead. Yeah, you're just not the Birdman. His last name's Hawking. We got Hawking here, and we got hopefully we'll get Ben Falconry show up, and then and hopefully Evan Eagles always shows up as well, and we'll get the whole. Hold on, let me see something. Yeah, I'm just making sure that making sure what? That, are you just trying to think of another bird? Yeah. Paul Pelican. He's on his way. He'll be here. Seth Stork and, okay, so we're just naming birds with a name in front of it. Okay, yeah, well, if that's something that's more important than another thing, then yeah, then birds are. Then maybe I have a bird's eye view of, all right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and finish this math tutorial. And yeah, this episode's had no direction at all. Yeah, we need to get a James Cameron in here to maybe he can bring in some of those blue things from that movie where the tails fuck each other. And God damn it, W. Yeah, we're gonna take a break. Thank God, I gotta stretch out my hooves. What? You don't have hooves. Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank God. All right. Yeah, I think I'm feeling pretty good now. Feeling rested. Feeling rejuvenated. Feeling rejuvenated. So, yeah, I brought my notes into this, to this episode so we could, have some topics. So we could get some topical depression. That's the name of my new segment. Topical depression. It's when I go over stuff that's happened in the world that's depressing. Or it could be topical. Like creams. You ever heard of creams? They're topical. But it could be a topic. Could be tropical. Could be depressing, sad, stricken with melancholy, downtrodden. But it could be on a top. So yeah, it's about gay guys. Okay, W. I mean, what's on the list? I'm glad you're rejuvenated. I'm actually quite the opposite. I'm running on E. You're running on the little tiny guy from that dumb show, Entourage. Did you ever watch that? Where the turtle man was always looking for his sneakers. He never could find his sneakers.
trying to do a New York accent?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't very good.
Hey, Paisan.
That was better.
What's a Paisan? Is that like when the pies are on the windowsill? The pies on?
Yeah. That's actually exactly what it comes from. That's what, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, pies on. It's on the seal. Better watch out, though, because usually there's a cartoon wolf that's about to float to the smell of it and probably going to eat it. So watch out. Man, I'll tell you what. Those cartoon wolves are... They're either oogling, their eyes popping out at some sort of lady, or they're floating in the air following the scent of a Paisan. What's their deal?
I don't know what their deal is. I don't know too many cartoon wolves.
Well, yeah, there's that coyote. That's a wolf.
Well, no, a coyote is not a wolf.
Okay, yeah, sure. Goofy, that's part wolf.
No, he's definitely not.
Okay. That dumb bear Baloo, wolf.
That's a bear.
Oh yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. There aren't that many wolves. Did I say the coyote?
Yeah, that's a coyote.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I've seen a cartoon wolf do what I said though.
No, yeah, I think that's definitely happened for sure. They usually do have oogly eyes, or the tongue rolls out.
Oh yeah, the tongue usually does roll out. Man, cartoon wolves are perverted as hell, huh?
No, I don't know, man.
Sure, the coyote wasn't one of them.
I'm positive that the coyote was not one of them.
He was always falling off a cliff or doing something funny. They were running to a trying to paint a hole on a wall or something. He thought he was Banksy. He was Barksy.
All right, that's pretty good.
What was good?
The joke you just made.
Huh? What?
The Barksy.
Yeah, what about...
Jesus, I'll get nothing. All right, so... Was that on your list, or was that just a master class in not knowing anything about anything?
Well, yeah, I'd say it was a master class for sure. It was a TED Talk. It was a TRED Talk. No, it was it's Wolf Chat.
No.
It was a Cartoon Network.
Okay, yeah, it was the Cartoon Network.
All right, man, they're not all home runs.
I know. It's all right. Let's hear your topics from.
Did you get my email?
What's on the email? Can you see that I just don't have any patience? I'm really tired, W.
Well, my email. The email had the new the audio and the theme song for my new segment.
No, I definitely did not get that. And then if I did, I would be lying.
All right, I'll do it. I have to do it live. Topical depression is a segment about topics. If you are liking those things, then the topic is here to stay. Get your topical depression and you will make a good impression. If you are listening to the show, then... You are... I don't remember what the last lyric is. Something clever, though, for sure. You're probably Jeff Sessions.
Okay. Yeah, that last
part was the by far the worst. Well, yeah, it wasn't. That wasn't what I said. I mean, I think that this real song had production and lyricism. Yeah, I'm sure that had lyricism. Yeah, it definitely did. I've been taking a songwriting seminar from the Bob Dylan like a good songwriting school. Okay, that's not a real thing at all. Yeah, it's pretty much the MIT of songwriting, and it's the Bob Dylan songs, writing songs for beautiful songs, so poetic. School for writing. Okay, even though this is completely fake, what have you learned? Well, you gotta have a theme. And you gotta have a scheme. And you gotta have a bridge. Let me take a second to say rest in peace to those victimized from the... from that Chinese guy riding to the bridge in Baltimore. W. You were making a tribute to people that lost their lives, and you had to make a hack racist joke. Can you rule it out? Usually if somebody can't control the steering. Dude, come on, man. You sure he didn't crash his boat into the bridge? Just a Chinese boat, captain? No, it was not a Chinese sea captain crashing his boat into the bridge, W. All right, well, let me scratch that off the list, because topical depression is off to a rough start. No, that's not one of your topics. You were describing something about the bridge of a song, and then you interrupted yourself. I stand corrected. Let me unscratch that out. You got any pen eraser? No. All right, just asking. I've been asking to get erasable pens in this room for as long as we've been doing the podcast, and lo and behold, what do we have in here? Regular pens that are permanent, that are marking the Akashic record every time they're used. What's the Akashic record? That's a great question. Who is Akashic? What? And is that like that kid? They make like kids' clothes, like little tiny overalls or something. Yeah, the Oshkosh records. Okay, yeah, just checking. Yeah, they have just playful, colorful clothes, and usually tiny denim overalls. Okay, that's what they have. That is a fun name for a brand, though. I gotta give them credit there. This part of the episode sucks. Your segment sucks. You lying about going to a fake Bob Dylan school of songs that are beautiful of songs or whatever the fuck it was. It's not even real. Define real. No. Okay, well then you can't say it's not. What is, yeah, to be or not to be. And sometimes I just choose not to be. But in this instance, I'd say you're vehemently choosing not to be. And what I'm here to tell all the listeners and to tell you as well is you gotta be more positive. You gotta be. You gotta to be. To be, are you doing algebra again? Oh man, to 2B plus... Oh, shit. Did I just do algebra? Not even close. All right, well. Would that, remember that song, U plus me equals us? Is that algebra? Yeah. Okay, now I'm starting to get it. Did you like that song? I don't know, I don't remember that song. Hey, you remember that? Okay, never mind. I was just gonna say, remember that? There's that one racist song that's it just says racist things and it's supposed to be all sad, but it's like what would you do with your son is at home, crying like a baby, being all alone, 'cause he's hungry, and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for some money. And his daddy's black, and he's somewhere smoking crack. That's not what it says, but it's a pretty catchy tune. Yeah, if it was so catchy, then why did you not get any of the melody correct or the most of the lyrics wrong? Long time ago, I just remember it being really racist, and it's all about just molestation and hungry kids and crying babies and dad's on crack, and just like, that's pretty racist. What the hell is this? Yeah, I guess so. What would you do if you're on speakerphone in CVS? What would you do if you're talking all loud in the movie theater during the movie? You're just gonna sing a racist song. Those aren't the lyrics. Prove it. Oh, God damn it. No. 'Cause the baby's gone and her dad's smoking crack now, and he is black now. He's about to put the smack down. This is me, and this is what I do tonight. Pretty good song. What would you do if your gun was at home and you were alone? And you're committing a robbery? W, what the hell, dude? Doing a character piece. No, you're not. Tomato, tomato. All right. This is enough for the full episode. This part we should just delete. It was sucked. Your segment ruined it. This is a topical depression. Everybody smile, 'cause the court is in session. It's if you need a topic or you're sad and you want me to do a biopic. It's a biopic. Shut the hell up. This is my segment. It's W. The star of the show. Okay. Yeah, everybody thinks you're the star of the show with that dynamite segment. Good theme song. Very organized and well thought out. Definitely not full of lies. Pretty good. All right, before we go, are you sure the coyote won the wolf? I'm pretty positive on that one. All right, thought I'd try one more time. What about the granny and Little Red Riding Hood? Well, no, that was the wolf pretending to be the granny. I think the wolf ate the granny, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they'll do that. They'll eat you. Yeah, I know. The thing I don't get is, I know there's the term lone wolf, but a wolf by himself? Well, I guess it was a trans wolf, so I don't know. Figured, aren't they usually running around in packs and gangs? School of wolves, whatever they're called. Yeah, they usually are. But that's a nursery rhyme. True. Good point. I mean, what an idiot. Just like, hey, Granny, that really doesn't look like you. You got a dog snout. Whiskers, and you're howling, so, but I'm gonna I'm gonna move a little bit cautiously, but I can't come to the conclusion that you're a wolf, but all signs are pointing to that you are a wolf wearing a bonnet, but all right, we'll see. Yep, still howling. That sounds a lot like a wolf, but I guess Granny could howl sometimes, so maybe it could be just, yeah, she could just be missing Grandpa. Yeah, that dog snout's really, really making me think this isn't Granny, but, yeah, who knows? Of course it's Granny. There's a bonnet and glasses, yeah. Well, are you gonna finish your version of this? Yeah, I think she gets eaten as well. I don't remember how it ends. And they couldn't tell if it was her regular like a hooded cloak that she was wearing, or if it was just covered in blood. If you can't tell your granny a wolf from a granny, then you know what? That's natural selection. Cool. She got a cool name, though. Little Red Riding Hood. Hell yeah. Sick. That's a sick-ass name. And it accurately describes her. Yeah? Well, I should have added, Little Red Riding Hood can't tell a granny from a wolf. A wolf from a granny. About to get eaten. What a fool. Howl at the moon. Wolves. Okay, dude. Thank you for prolonging the episode with that. Hey, sometimes I gotta bring my literary knowledge into the fold. Next week I'll break down Aesop's Rocky's Fables. Okay. Or an old African proverb about a mean banana. Okay, that's not. No, we're not gonna do that one. A mango. Tale from Ghana. And I can tell you this, you're gonna be scared when I finish that story. It's a harrowing, very scary tale. A scary tale about a mango? Yeah, man, you better go hide in the closet because it's scary. Okay, dude. All right, this was probably by far the worst episode that we've done. Just half of the show, you not understanding how math works at all, being racist, and then this one, you introducing a segment that is in the segment, lying more than usual, being more racist, singing a racist song. At least I brought it. You lackluster. Your lackluster video. You're going out of business. All right, yeah, I told you I'm exhausted. I don't feel very well. Well, you can feel. I hope you feel better. I'm sorry, I was good. Never mind. All right, well, we'll try to do better next time then. Okay. You want to send us off or what? No, I do not. I'm your granny. I'm not a wolf. You can't tell. Don't look at my paws. Okay, couldn't tell you that you're a wolf or a granny, whatever. I don't. This podcast sucks. Yeah, you do suck. Okay.